Welcome back to Vodka, Sofa and Lies. I'm Lisa Hamilton.
And I'm Dan Morrison.
This is the podcast. I don't know. I just wanted to do like a little lead in 1 week.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything. I was going to say.
You're going to like explain what the podcast is.
Yeah.
I'm going to cough because I just was eating nuts and I've got like almond skin in my throat.
That's gross.
What is it? What's the right word to call it? Like casing?
Shell.
The shell. The shell is in my throat.
Yucky.
I'm just going to have a drink of water. Please continue introducing the podcast.
I'm going to carry on without Daniel while he gets rid of the weird thing in his throat. I can't look at him right now. So basically...
I can't believe I said almond skin.
I can't believe you said almond.
How do you say it?
Almond.
Almond.
Yeah, that's the bigger issue.
Hey, almond.
I've also just had some nuts and I don't think it's the right thing to do before you
no,
do a podcast.
No, absolutely not. We've made a grave error.
Because I'm just kind of trying to get the cashews out of my my teeth holes.
They're embedded into my teeth.
Mm. Okay, so we digress. We went back out on another excursion.
And we thought this was going to be different.
Yeah. We were fully burnt by the first excursion we went on.
Our Australia's Got Talent experience. And funnily enough... We are seeing promos on TV for the episode that we were present for Australia's Got Talent.
And they kind of made it look better than it was in the audience, which yeah, I guess
like,
is the magic.
Like there was life in there.
Yeah. Which
when there really was not.
Can confirm there wasn't. But this excursion was much more on brand for us.
Absolutely.
We've been talking about Lindsay Lohan being in the country filming for The Masked Singer. So, of course, when they announced that you could register to be in the audience... I mean, it wasn't even a question.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, we didn't even need to say one word to each other. We just looked it in the eyes and, yeah. And we were there
yeah.
All of a sudden. So this time we did a little differently. When we arrived to AGT, it was like nighttime. It was after work. We were stone cold
sober. We were dead
sober.
Inside. Yeah.
So we decided to play ourselves with a bit of alcohol before this.
As you do.
It's what Lindsay would have wanted.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we downed quite a sizable amount of alcohol yeah. beforehand. Nothing too crazy.
No, just enough to get a little buzz on.
A little buzz on, but I did want to remember exactly the moment when I saw Lindsay Lohan yep. in the flesh for the first time. So we arrived to the line.
Mm-hmm. Another line.
Another line. And shockingly, it was about 1/8 of the size of the AGT line.
Yeah, the AGT line never ended
yeah.
and made me, as we walked down, it question... myself and
yeah.
everything about what I was doing there. Like it was so long of a line to get to the back that it made me play too many things in my head before I actually reached the back of the line.
Yeah.
Where this was like visible. I could actually see the end of the line. I was like, oh, thank God. That's some comfort for me.
You could see the light at the end of the tunnel. But what a disturbing reality that the toilet man judge from, you
oh,
know,
yeah, Shane Jacobson. Yeah. Yeah.
He garners, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say it was like a 900-meter long line of mm-hmm. people, yet our queen, Lord and Saviour, Lindsay Lohan, can only get a couple of hundred, if that.
We've also got to understand that the sets are two different sizes.
That's
so they
true.
Can only fit so many people in okay. each one. Did you consider that at all?
I did forget that. And, you know, my previous statement is now moot, but everything was a little bit more under lock, so we did have to cloak our phones and yep. give them away, but we did manage to, lay down a couple of thoughts.
Yep. Initial thoughts as we got to the line.
As we entered the line, so we're going to play that for you now. Enjoy. Okay, everyone.
We're back in a line.
Shockingly... not as long as the Australia's Got Talent line.
It is shocking, and it's actually moving now.
It's moving.
Okay, so we'll... Quick, so we're at the Masked Singer, ready to see Lilo, just here
we got tickets.
Purely for Lilo.
Lindsay Lohan, we're about to be graced with her, we hope.
Yeah, and unfortunately they're going to rip our phones from our hands
our cold
because
hands.
We can't record in there like we did at Australia's Got Talent. Australia's Got Talent was like the Wild West. This is
yeah.
very...
So the thing
tight.
Is, it is tight.
Yes.
And for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know what Lindsay's going to do.
No.
And they can't be having
it's
that
a liability.
Recorded. She is a liability.
A liability.
Okay,
I hate myself.
So to give some context, we have plied ourselves with quite a bit of alcohol.
Yep. A few little wines. Yeah, because we learned from the last one. You
can't
need
go
to be
in sober.
You can't go in sober.
You
it's
can't go
it's
in sober.
Too much of a task.
So knowing our memories, mm-hmm. we're going to try our hardest to remember what happens in there today.
Yeah. And hopefully there is alcohol available. I don't believe there will be, no. but that's my hopes.
Pray for us.
Yeah. And pray for Lindsay because we all need, she needs it.
Yeah. What's something that you're most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to her trying to spit out a name of an Australian celebrity that she doesn't fucking know to try and guess yeah. who's behind the mask. And yeah. it's going to be one of the most hardest things I think I'm going to have to endure during this. Yeah. What about you?
I think I'm most looking forward to like some very condescending comments from Dannii Minogue yep. towards everyone else.
Yeah. Like as in the judges.
Yes.
Yes, great. Yeah, no, I'm into
that.
Are
they judges? I don't know.
The judges. There's four judges. So. Okay.
And what are they judging in the end?
They're judging.
I'm still not clear on the concept.
Yeah, no. I believe there's a judgment of singing and then also they're trying to guess who's behind the mask, but this is all unclear. As Australia's Got Talent was unclear as well.
Do you have any idea about one of the celebrity singers might be today? Because we've thrown a few names out.
We have thrown a few names out. I think definitely one of our dear friends, James, said Nat Bass. And I very heavily convinced Nat Bass is under one of their masks.
I'm gunning for Millsy.
Yep. No, 100% Millsy, though.
I need that to happen mm-hmm. just so the Paris Hilton
connection
trajectory
will be there.
Yeah. comes
not that,
full circle.
Not that Lindsay will be able to recall him being with Paris and making the connection, but it'll be great for us.
We'll make the connection.
An Easter egg, yeah, if you will.
Okay, so we're going to pop back in the line.
We're going to go radio silent for another 5 hours.
Yeah.
Or so.
And hopefully...
Pray for us.
Pray for us, and hopefully we've got some gold,
juice.
Nuggets at the end of it.
We will heckle Lindsay.
We're going to try and touch her.
Yeah.
In the face.
Yeah, and we will be ejected from the taping.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a goal.
Yeah, it is a goal. Okay. Bye.
Wow. That was illuminating.
We weren't just staring at each other for a few seconds and then introing back in. Never weird when we do that.
No.
No.
I'm glad we can have a laugh about it.
Yeah, we have to.
As we were waiting in the line, who did we run into?
Friend of the pod, Alicia.
Yeah. Alicia Aitken Radburn.
You know how to say it. Yeah. I just gave up immediately. I just said Alicia.
It's a tricky one. She remembered who we were.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Took a second to click in. We're approaching her and she was wary.
Yeah. Is this a crazy? Mm-hmm. And yes.
Yeah, it is. That is correct.
Now, Daniel, you just told me something before.
Oh, well, it's not. Well, Lisa's mad now because I said, when you left, did you get a message from Alicia? And sadly, her answer was no. And I went, oh.
What a rude bitch you are. Rude bitch. Just trying to rub it in there.
I'm the rude bitch here, you're saying.
Yes.
Yes.
You're the rude bitch, not Alicia. I love her and I'm still available if she wants to slide into my DMs. It's not my fault that you're the one she wanted to fuck initially. I'm going to change that, though.
What, you're going to put on the charm now?
I'm going to put in the hard yards.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that you know how competitive I am.
Yes.
And so if she's only
I could see the fire in your eyes as soon as I said, oh, did you get a message from her? No.
I think you knew, though. Part of you knew.
What did she say to you?
What did she say to you?
She just said she had to get out of there as well.
Oh, did she? Okay, well, we had to leave quite quickly,
that's what
didn't
I mean.
We? Okay, so we stood in the line for what seemed like days.
Yeah.
And the only upshot is that it was slightly more entertaining than the AGT line.
Yeah. Because the AGT line, we had people ahead of us playing like some kind of, was it like noughts and crosses in a book?
It was far too wholesome for us.
Yeah.
Like I started to sort of break out in hives.
Yeah.
Like whenever there's something too like earnest and Christian around me.
Yeah. Not for me.
Ooh, get the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
But the good thing is the people in this line were insane.
Insane. There are a few other people who have obviously got a bit litty before they got there as well.
Yes.
One woman in particular.
One woman that we do need to shout out. Now the connection here is she was standing with a guy who goes to my F45.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, that was the connection.
That's the connection.
Because as Lisa knows everyone, even the stranger that was near her, she had to know who the man was accompanying her.
There was some sort of connection. Anyway, to look at her, mm-hmm. she just looked like a regular woman, I'm going to say in her late 40s,
mm-hmm.
Dressed in a summer long summer dress, mm-hmm. a full-blown, like, modern-day can-I-speak-to-the-manager haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was a chic mum.
But a more
mum.
Updated version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a chic mum. And just so unassuming
mm-hmm.
until she opened her mouth.
Yeah.
I've taken the liberty of writing down a couple of
yep.
things.
She had a few sayings, a few things that were yelled out at volume, I yeah. must say, as well.
Quite loud.
She wanted an audience.
She wanted to be the main event.
Yes. It's like she didn't know that Lindsay was there
yeah.
because that's what we were there for.
I wasn't here for her. I didn't need her to throw me off my game.
Absolutely not.
I was like fully focused, an athlete about to go in
mm-hmm.
and just devour Lindsay.
Yeah.
But I had this woman trying to throw me off my game. So at one point, the security guard walked past and said to us, FYI, we're going to be taking your phones away, so mm-hmm. do what you need to do. Make sure you turn them off.
Yep.
And she started hysterically screaming out, oh, my God, the gays. What are the gays going to do without their phones? The gays. What are the gays going to do? And just kept saying, oh, my God, the gays?
Yes. Like, wildly offensive, wildly accurate, but wildly offensive at the same time.
Important to note that her friend who she was with was gay, but, like, no need. She, like, doesn't give her the right to just start screaming, oh, my God, the gays.
Yeah.
But ironically, I feel like the gays would have loved her because she's so crazy.
Yeah, well, she, like, gays love a spectacle.
Exactly. And then off the back of – so she wouldn't let up on that and, like, no one was laughing or, like
– No.
We did not want that to go on.
It was bright as day outside, yeah. So it's not the time to – like, this energy was unwarranted.
And then a baby or a small child up ahead started crying
mm-hmm.
and she said, whoa, someone's really crying up ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a baby. Yeah. Yeah, it's a baby crying.
But she needed to shout that out to the whole group. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then can you remember the words that she said when that man walked past?
What man?
Remember there was like a man that she knew, and she yelled out like, oh, "Brian Simpson, you stupid bitch."
That's about as accurate as we're going
to
get.
Right, like it was something to that effect, and they obviously knew each other. But I do have to let you know that the cross-section of people here, like there were small 8-year-old children standing yep. right by her, and she was like, right, it's fine, he would have loved it. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. I was disturbed and intrigued.
What had she taken?
Pingers.
Okay, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah, peeking while she was in the line.
100%. And there was a moment where I thought, I want to be on her level
mm-hmm.
in a way.
Yeah.
So then we waited in line for
waited
mm-hmm. and got to the point where we were about to leave because we've got no patience.
Some of the most impatient people in the goddamn world.
I think we didn't
We're horrible people.
Yeah,
we're really bad.
But we didn't do ourselves any favours because we had wine and then we stopped. And then you get the taste.
Yeah, and it was just kind of like wearing off. And I was like, no, I need to keep this buzz. Yeah.
And it was so sobering being in that line.
And we so stupidly got in a bottle of water that we could have easily filled with vodka.
Vodka, yeah, and just swigged at that. And it would have been a different experience.
Yep.
Anyway, so what happened then when we got in to the studio? Can you describe that?
There was another line.
Yes, more lines.
In between us in the studio.
Yeah.
And then she made another scene this woman popped up again.
Yeah, she
just
did.
Just while temporarily about to go into the studio, just small wait this time. And she said,
we couldn't lose her.
We couldn't. We really didn't want to. We wanted a good gap between us, so we weren't actually seated next to this this woman. And she needed to use the bathroom. And the studio guy kindly asked her, can you just wait till you sit down? Then you can come back out and use the toilet. She's like, what about if I really need to go?
Yeah.
Fuck. Like.
And he was like,
he was trying to be nice.
Like,
he's like, do you really need to go?
Oh, and then she said, yeah, what if I've got a medical condition that you need to wee? Well, that's like everyone in the world.
Anyone who brings up a medical condition like that doesn't have it.
But she was looking around.
The medical
around.
Condition is drama.
Yeah, but she was looking around. She wanted people to know that she's kicking up a fuss. And needless to say, she didn't have enough of a medical condition to go to the toilet.
Absolutely not.
So we got into the studio and we just went far away from her.
Yeah. Managed to keep our distance.
She, of course, wanted to sit down in the front rows. Right.
Yeah, of course she does.
And we scooted up to the back rows.
Yeah.
Because we did not want to be seen on television.
No.
But also we wanted a fantastic vantage point. Because we were very calculated and we could see if we're down on that lower rank, we can't see Lindsay.
Yeah.
We've got to get up.
Yeah.
We'd get up
we
on
climbed.
Her level.
We climbed.
Oh, yeah, to give it to... So to paint the picture of what this... So it's like the stage and then the judging panel or the panel...
Mm-hmm. Are on a high.
Are on a higher up above, if that wasn't clear.
Yeah.
if I probably
you
didn't.
Painted a great picture there. Crystal fucking clear.
It's like... I don't know. People don't need to watch television anymore. Just listen
to
just, me.
No, yeah, you can describe it.
Speak things.
Yeah.
Like when I said, I listened to another episode, the heat was hot.
The heat was hot.
The heat was so hot. There's no other way of describing it. Anyway, we kind of didn't realize that Lindsay was standing right there.
Yeah, we didn't realize. So they're doing some like press. Yeah, they're doing some like press shots on the stage and we were just kind of like chatting amongst each other. And then we went, oh, she's here. She's in front of us. She's here.
Like, calm down, relax, please relax. Now, I'm going to hit you with a question.
Okay.
When you fantasized about seeing Lindsay Lohan in the flesh for the first time, what did you think you were going to see? And I'm going to follow that up with another question, but answer that first.
I thought I was going to be honest, I thought I wasn't going to see her
at
on
all.
Stage to begin with. I didn't. When we found out that we're going to the second day of taping, I said, "Well, that's a rookie error. She won't be there by the second day."
Yeah, we just thought there's no way.
There's absolutely no way
she's going to actually come through.
No. And then I did think that we're going to see some kind of like, not that saying her legs don't work, but I just more imagined that she would literally be wheeled in on a chair by assistants,
full Mariah style,
yeah. up to the stage, and then. She would say maybe 5 to 10 words during the entire broadcast and then she would be wheeled off again.
Yeah.
That was my perception of how this would all would play out.
Yeah.
To see her standing there on two legs on the stage.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Moving about on her own.
Yeah.
Able-bodied,
looking. Well, what was your follow-up question? Because I was going to say.
Okay, so my follow-up question was, when in reality you actually saw her for the first time, I want you to give me 3 words to describe how she looked.
Fucking stunning Gwen.
I thought you were going to mess up the third one.
What did you think I was going to say?
I was so on edge. I'm like, no.
What did you think the third word was going to be?
I don't know. I thought you'd run out. I was like, no, 3 words.
Do you know what went? Do you know what went through my head just before? Fucking stunning. Because I was just going to double up because I just said, I just all I wanted to say was fucking stunning.
Yeah,
and then
knew.
I was like, oh, 3. This is going to be hard. But I got there.
Okay, so we got fucking stunning queen.
Yeah.
I'm going to step
your
in here.
Yeah, can you say your experience?
She... Yeah, I'm similar. I'm, you know, similar thoughts. I believed when I saw Lindsay Lohan for the first time, she would have a hair situation similar to Britney Spears, like half weave, half real hair. Don't know where it begins and ends. Not really brushed all the way through. Perhaps a bouffant because that's the only way to kind of tame it.
Yeah,
fully smudged eyes, almost like a Joker-like application of red lipstick across the mouth.
Yeah, like a toddler who's got lost in the crayons.
Yeah, doing a cute little YouTube video, getting into the mum's makeup. And I thought we were going to get a full throwback outfit. I'm talking like maybe in the 2006, 2007 heyday, maybe something low, slung, and cropped.
Yeah.
However, she looked so... good.
She looked amazing.
Okay, so she was wearing this silver jumpsuit that had like
tassel-y things.
Sparkly tassels on it. The tatays were on point.
Yeah.
They were up. They were perked. They were juicy.
Yeah. Okay.
And the makeup was incredible.
Yeah, she looked glam.
A gorgeous smoked eye. Had her flaming red hair pulled back into a tight pony. Mm-hmm. And like these amazing stilettos. And she was walking around fine. No stumbling, no nothing.
Nope.
So we were
Media's got it wrong.
Yeah.
I have to say.
We were fully aghast. We didn't know what to make of it. You should have seen us. We were in a full tiz.
Yeah.
The heat was hot.
The heat was hot. And obviously my hands were shaking because I had no access to my phone as well during all of this.
We didn't know how to compute without capturing this in some way. But the good thing is we've recorded this just one day after so we don't forget too many things because you know what happens with us.
Yes, our memories are a wasteland.
That's about all we can say.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have to sign.
We had to sign something where we can't really. But the thing is, everything's like, if you know the concept, everyone's masked. We don't actually know anything, so we can't tell you what happened.
Who are we kidding? No one's listening to this.
No.
At all.
Imagine if we get sued after this.
Yeah. As we say, welcome it. At least our names will be getting out there.
One other thing I just needed to mention about Dave Hughes' hair. Was that a wig?
It looked like a geriatric raccoon upped and died on his head.
Yeah. I was very unclear of what was going on there.
Nobody knew.
They will most likely be putting up promo shots of this because they seem to be putting up their filming photos now. So you can see his hair.
Yeah. It was confusing. As confused as I was that we were seeing a coherent put-together Lindsay.
Yeah. Still, my favourite image from the entire thing was her with the tiny telescope at one point looking at the stage. That was that was a fave moment. And
she was a mere 5-10 metres away but still needed a antique
telescope.
Telescope.
To see the stage that was, within 10 metres. It was wild.
Yeah, I loved it.
We do need to say we need to stop going to these things, though.
Yeah, because
we can't handle it.
Yeah.
Like, the novelty value wears off so quickly, and it's meant for families.
But also, this is what we do for you.
Yes.
So please know
Understand.
That. Please know that we spent our Sunday
drinking for a bit. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
For you.
So that's fine. Yep. But we do, again, doing it for you, and then going on to these things. So you don't. I encourage anyone who has actually been to a taping like this to reach out to us because there should be some sort of support group because it goes on forever and it feels like maybe that's where you will die and never leave.
Yeah.
So it got to the point where the novelty of Lindsay wore off. Things were moving at a glacial pace and I needed to get out of there.
Mm-hmm. A friend of ours told us he was going to the bathroom
and never came back.
And then we realized he never came back and he'd made a run for it.
And then we just sort of, each of us started slowly peeling off.
Yeah. It had to be done.
It did.
Yeah.
But I'm most looking forward to it premiering.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to circle back when it actually goes live.
It's something we'll watch. I think
you might see your faves in the audience.
I know. I'm actually so scared. They made us get up and dance a lot. Didn't really dance. I just clapped a lot, but even the clapping was awkward.
Yeah, it was no good. But the final thought is Lindsay is good in the show.
Yeah.
She looks great and haters back off.
Yeah. Leave her alone.
Leave Lindsay alone.
That was great.
Hey, Daniel.
Hi.
How do you feel about sucking toes?
Okay. I hate feet. Like if you said what's the ugliest part of the body, and I know people have very different opinions on this.
Yeah.
Mine is feet.
Yeah.
Feet are fucking disgusting. And when people go, oh no, like someone has like pretty feet or whatever, you're wrong.
Yeah.
There's no pretty feet in the world. They're all fucking gross.
Can I ask you what about the foot disturbs you so?
I just think nothing is in proportion properly. Toes can just mangle so quickly on people's feet as well and just start creeping under the others.
Yeah. It is the first thing to turn as you age.
Yeah. The, like, the length of toes varies from person to person. The size of, like, the nail on a toe seems to vary so much with people. We had to see fucking Ricky Lee's toenail in state it was a few weeks ago.
I didn't realise that was so upsetting to you. Like, it was gross, but
oh, it was extremely upsetting. Level. No, it was extremely upsetting. So that's why it was so hard to talk about.
So what I'm hearing from you is the inconsistency of feet
yeah.
is what upsets you the mm-hmm. most. Not the fact that they sit stinky in shoes and
that,
stuff.
That as well. Like, yeah. yeah. And that's just like...
You don't like the different sizes.
No.
That's
within the foot itself.
Within the foot realm.
Yeah.
Okay, so well then you would be most
disturbed
by this recent celeb faux pas, would mm-hmm. we call it?
Yeah, I would call it that.
Okay, so
100%.
Armie Hammer of Call Me By Your Name fame. He released a video on mm-hmm. his Instagram stories over the weekend, mm-hmm. which showed...
Released like it's a film.
Yeah. they had full promo, red carpet, yeah. of his two-year-old son sucking the shit out of his big old hoof and wrote on the video...
The caption just makes it so much worse.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes you go, oh, kids are fucked.
Yeah.
But this is written by the fam.
Yeah. So this happened for a solid 7 minutes, reads
caption.
The caption. Added on there, # foot fetish on fleek. No, thank you.
No. My eyes roll into the back of my head when I hear that.
Yeah. Call me by your name and I'll call you fucking disgusting.
Yeah. It's filth. I don't know. Okay, I don't know how to unpack this properly.
Yeah.
First of all, one, I understand kids are fucking weird.
Yeah, dude.
I get it.
This isn't a parent shaming thing because kids do crazy stuff.
Yeah. Kids do crazy stuff. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
The one thing that's wrong with this, if the kid, say, happened to, you know, come across old Armie Hammer's toes hanging out there off the couch.
Your child does refer to him as Armie Hammer.
Yes.
Not dad.
Not dad. Armie Hammer of Call Me By Your Name fame. no dada here. Came across his old big old toes and popped the mouth of them like it was a fucking pacifier.
He's two.
Doesn't know. It is then up to little old parents to be like, oh, no, that's a bit yuck. Don't do that.
You can laugh for maybe a few seconds. But we
according
know,
to the caption...
We know it's going on for a...
Good 7 minutes.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid 7 minutes.
No one had a gun to their head when they were writing this caption. I say they because somehow Armie Hammer's wife is also involved in this mess.
Yes.
As she is apparently the culprit that filmed it.
Yeah.
So, full 7 minutes, kids going ham on your feet.
He's going to town on the foot.
Okay. We're developing some bad behavioural things here.
Sure.
If we're saying it's okay for a two-year-old to go
bang on it for 7 minutes.
Armie Hammer's of Call Me By Your Name. Same. Feet. I literally almost had a seizure then. Yeah. Just trying to say that.
I'm personally calling docs.
Okay. Please do.
On this situation. And I'm not the only one. A lot of people on the internet are fully grossed out by it. Mm-hmm.
The # as well. Yeah. Even if the full 7 minutes is like weird enough, like kids are weird.
And
applying the word foot fetish to your kid, that's two. I'm ill. I'm not well. Mm. I want to check out.
On top of all of that, mm-hmm. I think is probably the sickest part.
Mm-hmm.
It's that he's used on fleek.
It is. It is actually the most disturbing aspect.
Take away everything else mm-hmm. you've used on fleek mm-hmm. in 2019.
Yeah. I thought we left that behind.
We did. And it's like that is reason enough to fully mm-hmm. take custody away from that man.
Yep.
We just know for a fact that he's putting that on stories. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Absolutely not.
Is he saying to his little child, hello, dinner's ready, it's very on fleek.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck that.
That's disgusting.
That man needs to be put in jail.
He needs to go.
Home.
Home?
Away.
He did look it like he was at home. Home and away.
But honestly, you're a celebrity.
Mm.
You have hundreds and thousands of followers online. You put a video like you can't tell me that you're that like removed, naive
thinking like, oh, just like sharing with my parent friends because they'll find it funny.
Exactly. Well, like, no. Pop it in a DM. Yeah. I just said pop it too many times. Yeah. But you've actively put that on your stories.
Yeah.
Did you think that people were like, it's completely baffling to me.
I do need to read out the response of Armie Hammer's wife that she replied to Perez Hilton on Instagram.
Great way to resolve issues. Yeah,
directly
online.
To Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
It wasn't even 7 minutes, more like 5 seconds. Our son likes to play with people's feet, and I put the video on our family stream because this phase is an ongoing joke. Sharing the video on Instagram was definitely not the best move on A's part, but I can assure you that our children's safety and well-being is always our first priority.
A? Is this Gossip Girl?
A is Armie Hammer.
Of Call Me.
Of Call Me By Your Name fame. Why is that a tongue twister for me?
Tough.
Okay, so the real thing that I'm bothered by, it wasn't 7 minutes, more like 5 seconds.
Either way.
As I said previously, no one had a gun to your head when you're writing that caption, although the use of on fleek suggests there was someone with a gun to their head telling them to write it.
I'm going to do a little experiment with you right now. I'm going to count out
Please
5.
Don't suck my toes.
Pop them off. Pop the shoes off.
No.
Okay. Feel I'm going to do 5 seconds for you.
Okay.
We're going to count it out. Okay. One.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Yep.
Three.
Yep.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Yep.
Sorry, that's still a very long time to have a kid on your toe.
She's probably also thinking, oh, the story was 5 seconds. Yes, but the caption said it was happening for 7 minutes.
Why did you need to put that up?
No.
I mean, I'm just so worried for the kid here. I am.
Can you imagine when he gets old enough to understand that this was put out to the world? I would hate my parents if they did this.
Yeah, oh, completely.
Like, why did you do this to me?
Okay, so I do
fucking Toey Hammer. That's what they're going to call him in school.
Oh, God, that poor thing.
Yeah, fucking Toey Hammer. I don't actually know his name.
Ford. So
Ford. Okay.
I've got to ask the question.
Yes.
Is Armie Hammer cancelled?
I have to say unequivocally yes.
Okay. Yeah. So cut to they're in the middle of developing Call Me By Your Name 2.
We recast him with his brother from what's that movie?
The Social
Network. Yes. Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
So we'll just get one of the other Winklevoss twins in.
Yep.
And case solved.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the things that makes me most happy in this world is a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
In my early stages of dipping into the world of celebrity and Hollywood, I was aware of Lifetime films, and little 11-year-old me was a little too highbrow, a little too big for my boots, and thought that Lifetime movies were bad and shit and terrible. And it wasn't until I became a little wiser that I learned that actually they are the they're the masterpieces, the glue that holds Hollywood together. So you can understand how positively tickled I was to find out that Wendy Williams is getting a Lifetime film made about her.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
It's obviously the most anticipated film of like the decade.
Well, it's coming this year because we know that they don't spend a lot of time on production.
That's a good 1 month production there.
I think there's so many elements to this. She's obviously very involved in making it, so we know that it's going to be 100% not fact.
Yeah.
Even though she is boldly claiming it to be a biopic.
No.
I wonder if there's enough material to make a full Lifetime film because
I can tell you I'm quite unclear what she does outside of the Wendy Williams show.
Yeah. So I think she's only kind of becoming famous in Australia just through like viral internet videos over the past few years. But obviously there was this huge issue over the past few months about her husband cheating on her.
Yes, and her mental health.
And she's been off her show for a little while, mm-hmm. and now she's back. And of course she spoke about Lindsay Lohan, Dave Hughes,
Jackie Danny Owen, Danny Minogue.
On her show, which was just fucking wild. But I will give you a little bit of a bio, if you will, we can expect from the film. So the biopic spans her life from ages 10 to 55. No need to cover before 10, apparently.
Yeah, nothing good there.
Nothing good can come of that.
Maybe it was a happy childhood and we have just like no interest there.
Potentially. And then it, from what I gather mm-hmm. from this description, is from the age of 10 onwards, she got into coke, mm-hmm. sex romps, mm-hmm. fat shaming from her family,
yep,
and day rape.
Okay.
Sorry, I was like...
You didn't even know if you wanted to say that, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but it was date rape at the hands of a chart-topping artist, so
oh.
we wonder we'll who that will
find out
be.
Who that is.
I think... So, obviously... We're going to be very excited to see this.
Yes.
My big sort of question is...
Who is going to play Wendy?
Who's going to play Wendy?
I really hope
she
plays herself from age 10 to 55.
Yeah, they're doing some incredible things with CGI.
Yeah, like Will Smith in Gemini Man coming up. Mm. Looks so young. Samuel L. in Captain Marvel.
Who is going to play Dula Peep?
Because they're going to have that moment in there.
Yeah.
They have to have her saying Dula Peep.
Who's going to play Dula Peep?
I don't know.
Katy Perry?
Yeah. Katy Perry, yeah.
Great. We'll throw our hat in the ring. Or maybe.
Who?
Who? Oh, Timothée Chalamet?
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Great.
He could put on a Dula Peep wig so easily and pull that off. He's also just a fantastic actor. Not sure if he's doing Lifetime movies, but you know what. Throw us a bone, please, Tim.
We'll have a word. Now, another Lifetime film that you're positively excited about.
Previous episode of this show, we spoke of one of our favourite news stories of this year. Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman being arrested in that college scandal that rocked the world.
Can I just say how proud I am of you for saying her name correctly? Because I know it's a struggle.
It is really hard.
You just did that with so much confidence.
Thank you.
And I might cry.
I listened to so many other podcasts around that week and heard them all pronouncing her name correctly. And I hated myself so much for realizing how wrong I was saying it that entire episode.
Well.
And here we are.
You've come so full circle. Far.
Yeah, it's insane. And, so we're getting a Lifetime film.
Have we got any casting updates?
I can't imagine they could cast anyone else in Lori Loughlin's role except Lori Loughlin being a Lifetime
actress. Do you think she'll do it?
I don't think she's allowed. Oh. I think they fired her, unfortunately.
Yeah, right, but like...
But who else could do it?
Well, maybe who played one of the daughters in Full House?
The Olsons.
Yes, although I think they're busy.
Yeah, they are busy.
Chain smoking.
They've got a lot of cigarettes there. A lot of cigarettes to get through in a day.
Yeah. No, Becky. Was it Becky, the oldest daughter?
Wasn't a big Fuller House fan, so I couldn't tell you.
There's the middle one, but I think she got into meth.
Okay.
But there's some options there.
Wow, that set really changed people, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, Uncle Jesse.
What? You're just like looking off into the distance with Uncle Jesse. You went somewhere else then.
Because I wanted to bone him. It was
I could tell.
It was one of the first kind of sexual urges I got.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is not good because he's like a man when I was watching it as a very young girl.
Yeah, but I think you always like, even when you are younger, you don't look at like people your age on TV and you get attracted to them. You're always looking at like adults.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a crush on like someone who was like my age in like a film.
I used to have a crush on the guy who bagged groceries at Coles in Tweed Heads. He always had a cut above his eye.
Okay. This is a random person we're talking about.
Sorry,
okay.
Not on TV.
No, just not a personality, just that's who you're into.
I thought we were just throwing out some
old
names.
Crushes.
Yeah. Forgive me.
Mine was Jennifer Garner when I was watching Alias back in the day. Oh.
Was it because she was a bit of a shapeshifter?
Yeah, she could rock anything. She looked amazing.
So many wigs.
I also wanted to be a spy at that time as well. How times have changed.
Oh, my gosh. You know what it was? It was the wigs.
I wanted to wear a wig. No. Maybe I just wanted to be a drag queen. Maybe that was
it. No, that's what I mean, because she wore so many wigs and you were like, me lucky.
Wig snatched. Yeah, that was me.
All right. Well, I'm so excited to see that film.
Yeah. I'm just going to cue them now.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Do we get them? We don't get them in any way. I don't think we get
them. We'll have to like download them or something.
Little bootleg situation. Yeah,
little illegal.
Well, best of luck to Wendy.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how this shapes out. I'm going to scream when I hear. I bet you'll be some like no-name actress that actually gets the role of her and I'm just like, yeah, okay.
Brandy,
yes.
No second name.
No, I was going to say Brandy Glanville. I was like, but she's white. She's just going to don blackface for the thing. I was like, that's not right. Anyway.
Wouldn't put it past Lifetime, though.
True. Yeah.
They've not on Wendy's watch.
No.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. Sorry, this is a bit of a hodgepodge episode, but there were a few things we had to talk about.
Yeah, we had to get our excursion off our chest.
Yeah.
Had to talk about those fucking toes.
We did. We had to talk about
it. We had to talk about it. That was it kind of rocked my world when I saw it the other day.
Now, in really sad news.
Okay.
I'm going to be away for the next episode.
Yes, because we've got a big premiere coming up.
Yes.
The Bachelor is starting.
Yeah.
And it can't not be spoken about.
No.
But geographically, Lisa will not be with us.
No. I would have passed on.
But we do have an old friend of the podcast who's going to come in, Mr. Wade Sellers.
Even though we very much said that he wasn't a legitimate first guest when we got Alicia in.
I feel like
in.
You said that quite a bit and I kept going, well, let's remember Wade. Wade was here.
Yeah, but it's good to see that that doesn't make any difference.
He's going to be a special guest co-host. He'll be great. So can't wait for that.
I hope you don't enjoy him as much as me.
No. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we just like ripped this from you?
Oh my God.
And just ran away into the night?
I would murder you.
Yeah, you would. You would actually find me and kill me.
I have no issues in saying I would cut your penis off,
yep.
Put it in your mouth, and then murder you quite slowly with toes.
Oh, God.
Death by toes.
Death by toes. Yeah. I don't want that. No one wants that.
Okay, well, then you know. Thank you. Have a great time.
Quick shout out to KK Park Avenue, who actually posted on her page about the podcast. Thank you so much.
We really do
see. We actually tried to look what your real name was and it's not on your profile, so you are.
And you know how mildly dyslexic we are, so that's as best as we can do. But we do appreciate you being such a loyal follower. And, guys, we see all these messages. I say messages, I mean like the 1 to 2 that come through, but you know, hopefully we'll get to meet you one day. I mean, the big picture plan is to maybe do a live show.
Can you imagine if that happens one day?
Yeah.
What a mess.
So hopefully we can make it happen.
Let's see. Oh. Stage, here we come. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime.
So jazzy.
Yeah, we'll do a number when we come out because people love our singing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. Make sure you watch The Bachelor.
Yeah. As all of Australia will be.
Yeah, tuning in.
Matt Agnew.
Good one. You're saying that well now as well.
Thank you. How fun are words?
So
spelling
proud
is fun.
Of you. Hey. All right, guys, I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you. Bye.